people to whom we are deeply attached. Go to sleep and never wake up. Never wake up. Never wake up. Never wake up.
And the laughter. And the laughter. Echoes only. Echoes only. Echoes only. In one's mind. 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 And then the echo goes. The memory. Traces are all gone. Of all your efforts and all your achievements, all your attainments turning into dust and nothingness, what is the feeling? What happens to you?
The idea of God as the potter, the architect of the universe, it makes you feel that life is after all important. With someone who cares. It has meaning, it has sense, and you are valuable in the eyes of the Father. But after a while, it got embarrassing, the superstition. Now, why does anybody believe? So you become an atheist. Then you feel terrible after that because you got rid of God, but that means you got rid of yourself. You're just nothing but a machine. And your idea that you're a machine is just a machine too. So if you think that that's the way things are, you feel hostile to the world. You feel that the world is a neurological trap into which you somehow got caught. Trapped. You run from the maternity ward to the crematorium and that's it. So if you're a smart kid, you commit suicide.
Now I want to propose another idea altogether.
The real you is not a puppet, which life pushes around. The real you, the real deep down you, is the whole universe. You cannot confine yourself to what happens inside the skin. Your skin doesn't separate you from the world, it's a bridge. But just as a magnet polarizes itself in north and south, but it's all one magnet, so experience polarizes itself as self and other. It's all one. What you call the external world is as much you as your own body. It seems, doesn't it, that you are behind your eyes. We haven't realized that life and death, black and white, good and evil, being and non-being, come from the same center. When you look for your own particularized center of being, which is separate from everything else, you won't be able to find it. The only way you'll know it isn't there is if you look for it hard enough to find out that it isn't there. It isn't there at all. There isn't a separate you.
There are in physical reality no such things as separate events.
People can't be talked out of illusions. So if a person believes that the earth is flat, you can't talk him out of that. He knows it's flat. Look out of the window and see, it's obviously it looks flat. So the only way to convince him that it isn't